Is anybody out there?
I'm not talking about you guys listening. I'm talking about ghosts. I'm talking about spirits. Sometimes we sit there and we wonder, what's going on? Sometimes it's very obvious to us if there's activity going around a house that you cannot explain. You have to wonder what is causing these things. And sometimes we may sit there in very dark, very turbulent times in our lives, almost wishing and wondering if something would happen because we want to know that we're not alone. When everything feels very empty and maybe someone from the other side is out there meddling in our present, trying to help us. Sometimes it's a comforting thought. Sometimes it can be very, very scary. Either way, it still begs the question, is there anybody out there? Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, we got two great stories for you. A long one, or sometimes just knowing that you're not alone with your struggles with the paranormal, it's enough to get you through your day. That sounds like you. You're going to love that first story. It's a story of hope. Story of a haunted life. One person wanting to share their many experiences that they've never shared with anyone before out of fear of rejection or judgment. I just want to get it out there and let everyone else know that you're not alone. Here's what I went through. I know I'm not going to find answers, but here's what I went through. So you don't feel so empty over there. Then, a woman reconnects with her deceased grandmother through the loss and recovery of a cherished ring. A sign that, yes, in fact, there is someone out there watching over. Those stories and more today in EPP bonus episode number 333 of Real Ghost Stories Online. Look, we're halfway to 666. And it only took how many years? Anyway, sit back, enjoy. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. If you've had paranormal things happen in your lifetime, well, this is obviously the show for you, because this is the place where we hear real ghost stories from real people, and we don't judge them. We just listen, make comments, and kind of give some feedback, thoughts, maybe relate them to some other experiences that we've heard over the years, but it's a safe place to share your stories. And our next author knows that very well. They found the show, started listening, and realized, you know what? I've never been able to get these things out and say these things out loud because so many people would think I'm absolutely nuts. But this place, this podcast, this community, it feels safe. And I'm glad we can do that. I'm glad we can make folks feel that way. Because this next story has a lot of stuff in it. It's really one of those haunted life stories where time after time, paranormal events continue to keep happening to the same people. And it's troubling and it's confusing and I don't have answers for it. But their purpose in sharing is just to let others know that they are not alone. If they're having these types of experiences in their own ways as well. So, if that's you, take a listen. You're not alone in this world of the paranormal. Hi guys, my name is Bridget, and I'm writing to you from Georgia. I just stumbled upon your YouTube channel about 4 days ago with some of your podcasts on it and quickly became addicted. I listen to you guys while playing video games or in between doing the virtual learning things with my son every while cooking dinner last night. I don't know how I always end up on the weird side of YouTube, no offense to you guys, LOL, but I do. I suppose it's because I know that I am not normal. I never truly have been. I have stories that I could tell you that would make you doubt my sanity, and honestly, I could not blame you as I have doubted it too. I was even given a psychological assessment from our school psychologist when I was a child for this very reason, without my mother's knowledge, might I add. As a parent now, this infuriates me. However, the testing did not do them any good. I was perfectly fine, just terrified of our home. I was only 12 years old when we moved into that house. I was at a friend's house and my parents were moving our things there. Being a child, I had no say in where we moved. If I had, I never would have chosen that one. When my mom picked me up, being the eldest child present, I got the front seat. I remember her exclaiming just how much she thought I'd love it there. I was considered a tomboy, and the house had many characteristics that she thought that I'd love. We turned onto this road that was much like a driveway, in a way that it was very slim and exponentially long. There were two houses on the right at the very beginning of the road, and an opening on the left to the gate where the horse pasture was. Then the road went down a steep hill, a stream going under the bend at the bottom of the hill, trees arching over the road so there was no sunlight on it, just shade. It came to a dead end with a gate, just like the one for the pasture. The road itself was beautiful to me anyway. My sister hopped out and opened the gate for us. We drove through and she closed it back and hopped back in the van. We proceeded to drive past the small basketball court on the left, the badminton area on the right, and the docked pedal boat that was next to a gigantic satellite dish on that right. The driveway ended in a teardrop-shaped circle with a sky blue barn styled home on the left. A small-looking brown house in the center, and the driveway veered off to the right, off the circle, all the way around a big pond and curved left up into a large hill to a white double-wide trailer. We parked in the middle, and she asked me how I felt about it. Not even stepped out of the car yet, and I thought I was going to vomit. My heart completely dropped. The place felt off. I did not want to go inside. It just did not feel right to me. I told her I did not like it. She was upset and argued that I just had to see the inside. Still to this day, she says she should have listened to me. We lived there for almost 5 years. She was right, though. The inside was awesome, even if it had doors that led to drop-offs that could kill you. The place was huge. It just did not look that way from the front. It was a 6-bedroom, 3-bathroom home. I'll not go into full detail here, but just giving you a few basics. Upon entering the front door, which was on the right corner of the house, the living room, dining room, and kitchen were all one big open area. The back left corner had a small and narrow kitchen. The back right had shelves built into the wall with cabinets at the bottom. That part became our dining room. The living room area just had a fireplace in the left front corner. Windows lined the right wall and the front wall. There was a sliding glass door diagonally placed across from the front door beside the refrigerator that opened to the sunroom. Although it never did see much light, it was on the back of the house, which was on top of a giant hill covered in trees overlooking a large waterfall. I think we spent one single Halloween night back there in the many years that we lived there. No one felt comfortable in the sunroom. Back in the living room, there was an exponentially long hallway to the left leading to the rest of the house. The hallway turned right at the very end to my mom's room. I can drop a layup for you on paint and send it in with this if it lets you understand what I saw. It did not take long for the activity to start. The second night that we were there, I'd already had strange things happening. At first, my bedroom was upstairs, the third door down on the left in the hall. My then stepdad had set up my bed for me that day, just a simple twin-size bed placed up against the wall with the door at my feet. At that time, I had just gotten an MP3 player, and it was a big step up from my Walkman, so I was listening to music while I tried to fall asleep. The light was coming in from the window on the far wall, thanks to the one single streetlight that was posted up in the middle of the teardrop driveway, so I was already having a hard time trying to sleep. I've never been good at sleeping with any type of light, not even the little green light from the air conditioner. It must be perfectly dark. So I moved my headphones off my head and placed them under my pillow to muffle the sound and tried to sleep with just the faint music. That is when I heard my bedroom door open. I looked toward the foot of my bed, but no one was there, and the door was closed. That was confusing. I brushed it off and closed my eyes again. This time, it was the sound of one of my boxes in the corner of my room being opened. My eyes opened and I saw no one, but the box was open. I said, "Stop trying to mess with me." I thought it was one of my siblings. I was only 5. My brother David is the oldest, then me, my 2 sisters, Amber and Autumn, and then my mom's now ex-girlfriend's daughter. We'll call her Sherry. There was no response. I started getting angry. I just knew that it had to be my brother. That's when something bumped the bottom of my bed. I jumped up and crawled to the foot of my bed, turning on the light switch by the door, and no one was there. I got up and looked under the bed. Still, no one was there. I even looked in the closet, which was by the head of the bed and did not have a door, but again, the room was empty. I told my mom the next day, and she said it must have been a bad dream. I knew better, though. Time did as time does, and it ticked on. Strange things happened here and there, like things going missing, doors closing, chairs moving, knocking on walls, odd smells, and of course, hearing footsteps. There was also the sound like someone was dragging their fingernails along the hallway walls as they walked down it, as punishment for something that I did not do, but they believed that I did. Could have been a sibling, could have been something else. None of my siblings have owned up to it, though. I now had moved across the hall from my old bedroom, being forced to share one with my mom's girlfriend's daughter. My two other sisters that did share a room with her are now crammed into my small old room together. I'm going to set the scene for you here. My bed was direct across from the door this time, against the wall of the left corner, and Sherry's was on the opposite side of the room, placed just like mine, and the door was not allowed to be closed. Our cousin was staying the night, and she was incredibly young, so she was sleeping in my bed with me. We also had an exceedingly small, very skittish dog named Butcher. He was a miniature dachshund. He loved to sleep between your legs under the blankets. As we were lying there, my little cousin and Sherry both sound asleep. I remembered that I was supposed to go down in the basement and turn out the lights. I hopped up, startling Butcher, and started down the hallway with him on my heels. I reluctantly opened the basement door, as it really, really creeped me out down there, and headed down slowly. I immediately went to the basement door that led outside and made sure it was locked. Then worked my way through the basement, turning out the lights. The playroom, the game room, then walked through the library into my brother's room. He was visiting a cousin of ours, but we were lying down carpet squares in his room that day. Then back into the library, turned off the lights to one of the storage closets, and went back to the stairway. I was scared to turn off the library light. Something about it gave me the heebie-jeebies. It was a hanging fluorescent light that flickered often and made a buzzing sound. I finally worked up the courage, turned it off, and ran up the stairs, pulling the cord from the wall to the light that hung above them as I ran. I reached the top and shut the basement door as quickly as I could and locked it. Every hair on the back of my neck and my arms were standing, as though I had rubbed a balloon on them. I ran back to my bed and climbed in, feeling safe again. That is when I realized that Butcher was not with me. And right there, so we're going to pause the preview portion of EPP bonus episode number 333 of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, please support us. Keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person, and you'll get access to this and all 333 bonus episodes of our show. Yes, that's a lot of binging. All of our best ghost stories on those episodes. You also get access to our archive of regular episodes, the advanced version of our regular episodes, all commercial free, our ebook, our audiobook, exclusive video content, and more. It's all there. Go get it. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. $5 a month gets you access to everything. And a big thank you from us for helping to keep us on the air. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.